My name's John. I got three favorite things on my farm. Number one would be my dog, John.
The millipede sat quietly and thought deeply. He thought of all his legs and how lucky he was that he had no toes.
The hours turned to days, the days to weeks, and the weeks spun into years.
'Twere good she was spoken with, for she may strew dangerous conjectures in ill-breeding minds.
All of a sudden he landed smackety-bang in the middle of the potato salad.
None of the fleas could juggle or balance on a unicycle, so the bank turned them down on their business loan application.
Right, boys and girls. Now, who'd like to hear a story? My hearing's not the best these days, so you'll just have to speak a little louder.
He spied rambunctious rebel dragonflies, quietly spaced ants, and condescending crickets, all of whom, Brian noticed, were missing limbs.
The scarf was hand-knitted by a bee called Betsy. It was small.
Obviously, as it was knitted by a bee and had to fit a dragonfly.
He wondered why he didn't just let the fat lady spider at the store wrap the present.
It landed on a beach towel, which was straightaway used to dry a head. It decided to hold on to the head. The body returned home, taking the head with it, which in turn took the hair with it. The body needed a hot shower to rid itself of the sandy feeling it shampooed and conditioned for so long that the hair could not hold on any longer. Now hair is number 47, but appears to be the only straight one.
No answer from the tall tree with no thorn.
Ooh, this grass hurts my belly. The sun's burned my back. And still, you give me no way of climbing you!
Yelled the twisted toad.
Thorns or no thorns, one day I mightn't be a toad, and you mightn't be a tall tree. What then?